With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. I talked with Amaya Atucha. She's an extension specialist focused on fruit production. I want to take you to a piece of our interview, and you can listen to the full interview on the Wisco Ag News podcast, where we talked about pruning raspberries.
Okay, and I'm going to share a little personal story because I feel like it was a learning opportunity for me. One year, we totally hacked our raspberry bushes, like went all the way down to the ground, and I got one fruiting from it. The next year, we didn't hack like we did the first year.
Okay. Well, that is a very specific case because of raspberries. We have two types of raspberries, and this is where things get a little bit more technical. We have two types of raspberries. We have raspberries that we call summer-bearing raspberries, and we have raspberries that we call them fall-bearing raspberries. So raspberries that you can have start harvesting really early on, let's say, you know, in July. And then we have the more traditional ones that we usually harvest at the end of the season. We start at the end of August, September, we get in all those. And so what happens is that, let's say in 2023, in the summer of 2023, what you're going to get with the raspberries is a lot of new shoots that are going to come from the base, okay, from the crown of those plants. And those shoots are all going to be vegetative. They're only going to have leaves. Okay. But those shoots that are growing in the summer of 2023, they're going to go through a process that is called flower induction. So those shoots are growing, they are producing buds that are going to form into flowers for the spring of 2024. So if you prune them all, you're pruning all of your flowers for the following season. And so that's the reason that if you are growing summer raspberries, so summer bearing raspberries, you need to leave all of the shoots that were produced the year before. So if you want to have flowers in the spring of 2024, those are the shoots that were produced in 2023. You can't prune them. Now, fall bearing is a little bit different. The fall bearing raspberries, you can prune all of the material. You're going to have new canes coming up in 2024. Those canes during July, they're going to start producing flowers. And then you're going to have a harvest at the end. So fall bearing raspberries, it's okay to prune them all down in the winter. Summer bearing, you can't prune them down because that's where all your flowers are going to be for the fruit that you're going to be harvesting in early July and August.
Right. Be mindful of what you're buying and how to handle
exactly.
for it.
But again, the concept of what I was saying, like if you think about like bushes like blueberries, we think about gooseberries, or if you're growing currants, for example, that concept of, you know, renewal and opening canopy and taking out everything that's diseased and it's not going to produce anymore. You know, sometimes branches get old and you want to renew them. It's the same concept as with, you know, if you're growing an apple tree or a peach tree in your backyard.
And that's your connection to agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.